2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
It is 10:32 and we're going to be talking about camping now because it has significantly increased in popularity since COVID, but there are still plenty of us who wouldn't consider sleeping in a tent for love nor money. But are we missing a trip? Is it an experience that we should all do at least once? Well, joining me now to reveal how magical camping can be and give us the basics should we decide to take the plunge is adventurer and hugely popular content creator Marius Monaghan. You are very welcome to the show this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
Adventurer is a nice little intro, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what to call myself. Adventurer is pretty good.
Well, we'll go with that one because content creators sometimes can get a bit wishy-washy, yeah. But we like the adventurer buzz of it all. We are obviously talking about camping, but before we get into the basics of what everybody should be looking for, what is it about the whole camping experience that you love personally?
I got into camping because I loved hiking.
Yeah.
And it all goes in one. You know, whenever you're camping, you kind of get the choice of where your bedroom is.
Yeah.
And once you unzip the window, it's like you can basically choose whatever bedroom view you want.
Prime real estate.
Yeah, it's the best. Like, and I'll always go back to Donegal and say that's where I started camp. That's where I fell in love with camping.
Yeah.
And Glen Colmkill always has that little special place for me. It's the first place that I camped.
When was that?
That's probably 8 or 9 years ago.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, back when, I didn't know what I was doing. But now here I am.
Now here you are.
On the tips.
Talking on the National Broadcaster about like top tips on how to go camping. You were well versed in it. So let's say that it's somebody's very first time taking to a tent. What are the essentials that you think that they need to make it work?
Okay, so there are three key things that you need. First, obviously, your tent.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, your sleeping bag.
Yeah.
And thirdly is your sleeping pad or your sleeping mat.
Yeah.
Now, that one is always overlooked, but it essentially is an insulator from the floor.
Okay.
And if you don't have it, you're going to freeze. Trust me, in Ireland, if you're lying on the floor with no insulator, it is going to be an uncomfortable and freezing night's sleep. So I would actually put that as
top.
Probably your most important investment is getting a good insulator.
Are you talking about kind of something that's nearly like a thicker yoga mat?
Exactly.
Yeah, right underneath.
If you have nothing, a yoga mat can get you away maybe for a night.
Yeah, but
Yeah,
you don't want to be relying on it.
Good insulator.
Okay, so there are your top three things. Let's say, right, waterproof, right? Let's look at the weather right now, right? Yeah. What is the best way to set up a tent to make sure that it is weatherproof?
Yeah, like today is not a day I
rain inside of us.
Definitely not. But first things first is ensure that you have a four-season tent.
Okay.
So in Ireland, you know, the weather is super unpredictable, especially where you're going to be camping.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely in the mountains or by the coast. There's somewhere scenic, which always means the weather is very changeable. So you want a four-season tent. And after that, you got to make sure to choose the right spot.
Okay.
It has to be flat. It can't be in a dip or a valley where water could collect.
Yeah.
And after that, you just want to follow the instructions. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
You know, just pull the tent taut, make sure the pins are firmly in the ground, and it's going to be pretty self-explanatory once you follow the instructions on the tent. Every tent's different.
Yeah.
But basics are pull the corners tight.
This might be a really silly question, but should you do a practice run first before you get out into the wilderness?
Absolutely. Like, I've had my tent in my living room.
Okay.
It sat there for 2 or 3 days because, you know, when you put up a tent, it's easy. When you take it down, it's a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
But definitely always, I've got caught out before, actually. A couple of years ago, I went to Tory Island in Donegal. Forgot my camping poles.
This happened to me at Oxygen years
Disaster.
Ago. It's like you can't do anything without them.
No. So always make sure you have your kit. The night before, maybe just a quick...
Yeah, quick
you know,
glance.
If you're experienced, you can just go through your bag. But if it's your first time or two, then make sure to get the tent up in the garden.
Yeah, make sure that everything is ready to rock. We'll stick with the kind of weather questions for a second because obviously it's lashing down right now. I know you're looking going like, oh, I'd never go out camping today. But if you were, you know, it's your summer holidays and that's it, you set up and you have to go. What kind of clothing and gear should you bring to stay comfortable for, you know, the variations of weather that we have?
Yeah, it's a good question because people like to go outdoors when it's sunny,
mm-hmm.
but they always forget when they're camping, the temperature just disappears at night.
Yeah.
So what I like to do is layer, get your base layers right. I'll always go with a base, a t-shirt, maybe like a quarter zip or even like a light down jacket.
Yeah.
And then possibly the most important is your outer shell. And even if it's not forecasting for rain, you do want a good like it can be lightweight, it can be heavyweight, but make sure it is waterproof and windproof, because when you're camping, there's always a little bit of wind.
There's always the idea as well of having a big puffer jacket, and it aesthetically is so pleasing, and then you're still soaked through to the bone. So, you know, making sure that you are getting a good jacket that is waterproof is the main thing. Again, I'll ask you one last question on the weather, because this is what I'm so interested in today. And I know that people could be sitting looking going, oh my God, it's absolutely Baltic. But like, what are some things that you could do, even if the weather is totally against you, to have like a really good camping experience?
Well, for me, like I've camped in all types of weather. Definitely, if you want like the Instagram shot, don't camp when it's raining. Like, don't think about it. You're not going to enjoy that at all. But if you're going to camp in bad weather, make sure you've done it in dry weather first. That's all I have to say on that, is if you're going to go out in the wet and rain, make sure you've done it in the dry, because things get thrown up. Like, you'll need extra equipment.
Yeah.
And just make sure you've done it in the easy way before you do it in the hard way.
Yeah, don't throw yourself into the deep end for this one. Yeah, you don't need to do it.
When
I think of camping and I see people like heating tins of beans over a fire, that is, I know, of course, a cliche. It's stuff that we've grown up with in movies. But can you give us some simple beginner-friendly meals to cook over like a campsite or a portable stove?
Well, a warm tin of beans would actually be nice compared to some of the meals that I've had when I'm camping. So I like to wild camp.
Okay.
Which means away from campsites, away from the car. And what that means is usually hiking for a few kilometers or more. And when I'm doing that, I don't like to bring stoves, pans, pots, heavy equipment, which, you know, makes it fairly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I would actually pre-cook a lot of my food. Like, it's basics. It's pasta, tuna.
So you're meal prepping.
A little bit. Yeah, it's meal prepping for camping. But when I do cook over a little stove, if I am camping in a campsite, it is just basics. I actually enjoy a baked potato. So you get your fire going and get your charcoals, move them to the side, pop your potato in the tin foil, put it in, cover it with a charcoal.
Okay.
It is amazing. A little bit of cheese, butter. Oh.
So you're bringing the spuds
so
with you.
So good. Spuds, yeah, they're coming.
Okay, so that's exactly what you're doing for good things. I love how I said like tins of beans over a portable fire. We had a discussion on the show only 2 weeks ago where so many people love eating cold tins of beans. So maybe you could survive camping on cold tins of beans.
Yeah, well, I'll not do that. But it's not for you, Marius.
Would you have any advice on choosing the right campsite? And like, what factors should you consider in terms of safety and comfort? I know that you said that you like, you know, going hiking and then setting up base. But let's talk about, like, we've got lots of families who might be going camping for the very first time. What kind of advice would you give them?
Yeah, well, especially if you're going with families, I would say people who haven't experienced a lot of like nights by yourself, make sure you are close proximity to your car. I know I have friends who've camped by themselves, and in the middle of the night, you know, they've just got too cold or too afraid, and having the car like a couple of meters away is such a lifesaver. So make sure you do that first. Like, make sure you are within close proximity to your car, or like a get out, you know, there's something nearby where you can escape to. I'm making it sound
I know. It's like, we don't bears anything around here, we're good.
Other than that, just enjoy it. Make sure you have the right equipment, make sure you have space. You don't want to be crammed on top of each other in an individual tent.
I assume though as well that like people would have to be careful about whose land that they're camping on, because you would only have to camp on designated public land. And I know while camping too, you have to have the permission of the landowner, which I'm
absolutely
sure you have like gone through in bucket loads.
Yeah, so there's like so many stunning places. Like in Wicklow, like say Glendalough, you can't camp there. There's so many beautiful places, which unfortunately we can't camp, but it's for the greater good. Start off with campsites. You'll meet people and you'll talk to people and they'll tell you, oh, I found this camp spot, which is like amazing. You're allowed to camp there, the landowner is great, and that's kind of how you know
word
campers
of mouth.
Yeah,
but there are designated campsites around the country.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic, so you can look into them a little bit more. What are your thoughts on keeping your campsite clean and eco-friendly?
Yeah, like it goes without saying, I think on the whole, people who go outdoors are the type of people to look after the outdoors. People who enjoy it like want to keep it good for others to enjoy as well. But there are some principles to follow. They are the leave no trace principles. So you got to plan ahead and prepare. You got to be considerate of others, respect farm animals and wildlife. And that's another thing you said. A lot of camping is on private land.
Yeah.
And a lot of this land is farmland, especially in Donegal. There's a lot of sheep that graze. So if you're going camping, probably 90% of your campsites aren't going to be dog friendly, which is really unfortunate if, you know, you want to take your dog camping, but that's where you would go and stay at a private campsite.
Yeah.
Other than that, you just got to travel and camp responsibly, leave what you find, dispose of your waste properly, and very prominent at the minute is protect nature from fire.
Okay.
So in the last few weeks, obviously, there's been a lot of wildfires.
Yeah.
When it's been dry, it's raining now, of course. But yeah, if you're going to light a campfire, it must not leave any mark at all. And preferably don't do it unless you're at a private campsite.
Yeah, unless you know what you're doing.
Yes.
Because that could be very difficult. Common mistakes that people would make in a first camping trip. I know, obviously, we cover the basics of, like, don't forget your poles for your tent. Make sure you know how to set up your tent and all that kind of stuff. But what are the other common mistakes that people would make?
Yeah, it's checking the weather. Like, you wouldn't believe. So, for example, today I came from Dingle.
Yeah.
The sun is shining in Dingle. You would actually not believe.
Well, this is fantastic because we love a bit of window weather. And I hate thinking as well, because I'm looking out the window, obviously, and it's lashing rain.
Yeah.
But I love thinking that it's nicer in other places.
It's
yeah.
blue sky.
Stunning.
So, yeah, check the weather. You might be starting in Dublin and plan to camp in Cork, Kerry, Donegal, wherever. It could be 10 degrees different, even though we're on a small little island.
Yeah.
It is so different. As well as when you're camping on a mountain, you can have phenomenal changes of weather the higher you go up.
Mm-hmm.
Even in Ireland, again, you think the mountains aren't that tall, 1,000 meters-ish. But it's snowing on Carn Tuathail at the minute. Like, that is
yeah.
the kind of temperature change that we have. So make sure you check the weather and don't rely on the idea of your campfire for warmth. Like, it's very movie TV-esque.
Yeah.
Is, you know, rubbing your hands and putting them up against fire, that's not going to keep you warm.
No.
Definitely not. So prepare your clothes and keep an eye on the weather.
So get your base layers right, get
yes.
your little half zip ready to go, have your jacket and be ready to rock. What is the one piece of advice that you would give to someone who is maybe nervous about their very first camping experience?
Yeah, so I would say just maybe go with someone who's been before if you can. Obviously not everyone has that
luxury
option. Yes.
Yeah.
Other than that, it is going to be pitch the tent in your garden if you can.
Yeah.
Have a night there. You don't even have to spend the night there. Just get in the tent and feel comfortable. It is a weird experience the first time you're in a tent and you're like, what's that noise?
Yeah.
You know,
what's that rustling?
It's the wind. Is it like, what is it? You know? So I would just say get comfortable in the tent. And other than that, again, first few times camp within close proximity to your car.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a really good one. And also, I suppose the busier it gets, I suppose, during the summer, if you're going to public campsites that are built purposely for this, you will be fine because you'll make loads of friends and
yes.
you'll hopefully be grand.
And it's fun.
It is fun, yeah. We got a text in here that says, hi Laura, I have my two boys out camping a few times. I started them when they were 3, brought them down the country last summer and they absolutely loved it. They want to do it again this year. They're now 12 and 7. It's a really nice family tradition to set up if you're totally into it. Finally, there are people listening that are saying camping is definitely not for me. It's a hotel luxury or it's nothing. What would you say to them?
Yeah, like, I like a nice little getaway too. It's not all one side. You don't have to be like, I
only camp.
Yeah,
this is
like
all I do.
Stinky bearded
yeah.
like person who loves to live in a tent. You can do both. So it is sometimes nice to mix it up. And definitely, if you are afraid to try it, just test it. Some of my best memories come from like buckling down in the sleeping bag, so
yeah.
give it a go.
Yeah, I also really like the idea of actually trying it out in your back garden first with your family to see if you get on well enough to stay in a tent together. Because like, if someone's storming into the house in the middle of the night, you're like, maybe we might need 2 tents for this one instead. Marius, that is unbelievable. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about the wonders of camping. Well, most of us, I think everybody can take a little bit of joy out of that. If you want to have a look at what Marius Monin is up to, you can catch him on Instagram and TikTok. What's your handle?
It's Marius Monaghan,
M-A-R-I-U-S. Couldn't admit, yeah. How did you manage to get your full name in it like that? So
I know. Rare. Marius is a rare name.
Yeah, it actually is, in fairness. Just one more text here as well from Steph that said, hi guys, love being in a tent when it's raining. I love the sound of it. Heading to Rockathon in a couple of weeks and we could get a bit of sunshine though. Mm-hmm. It's actually, I'd say, would argue sometimes a little bit easier when it's raining to be in a tent than when it's absolutely blistering sun, because you don't want to be sleeping when it's that sweaty. Marius, thank you so much for coming in to us today.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast,
sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.